SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free Ego 56-volt battery when you buy a select Ego mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/8 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right, good morning. 7-5, the final score. Royals drop the opener in Seattle. Fun game. Exciting game. A game, though, it was close. It's a two-run game. It was a one-run game in the eighth inning. Bases loaded with two outs. Royals had the game-winning run standing on first base in the speedy Bobby Witt Jr. It was a close game. But it was a game where it always felt like the Mariners were about to run away and hide, didn't it? One of those games where it felt as if they were playing with their food. They had opportunities to really break this game open. It just never happened. But they kept coming. They were relentless. They were, well, what they are. The best team, the hottest team right now in the American League, and a first-place squad in the American League West. 16 hits tonight for Seattle. They go 5-for-15 with runners in scoring position. They have a hit in 6 of their 8 offensive innings. They have a man in scoring position in 5 of their 8 offensive innings. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. That's also the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. So I don't know if this is really a show that we're going to sit around and play the blame game. I'm happy to do so if you want. We can go wherever you want. I mean, if you're with me right now, the show belongs to you. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. And if you're listening on the podcast, thank you very much. Don't forget, you can subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast on the Odyssey app. So if we're playing the blame game, I guess you start with Brady Singer, right? 2 runs right out of the gate. 2 runs in the first inning given up to Seattle. Mariners have now won 14 of the last 16 games in which they score in the first. Very first pitch of the game from Brady Singer's taken deep. Get me over fastball to J.P. Crawford, and he put it over the wall in right field. 432 feet, just like that. Royals in the hole in the bottom of the first inning. And Brady Singer never had it, really. Had the swing and miss stuff, you know, the location, not ideal. Up in the zone a little too often. Base runners left and right. He was able to lock in. Got some solid defense from Kyle Isbell and Bobby Witt Jr. to help him out early, but he was unable to help himself out. And again, Seattle is the hottest team right now in baseball. They got some dangerous bats up and down their lineup. But we hold... I'll speak for myself. I hold Brady Singer to a high standard. So yeah, Seattle's a good ball club, but big deal. I've seen Brady Singer take down better ball clubs than this. So Singer's got to be better. He deserved the loss tonight. He's now 8-10 on the season. Mikel Garcia goes 0-for-5 with a pair of strikeouts and some big opportunities that he was just unable to come through. 0-for-5, strikes out in the first and second innings, comes to the dish with two on and one out in the ninth inning and rolls over the offering from Munoz for the second out there in the ninth inning. So Brady Singer, Michael Garcia, I guess if you're searching to lay the blame at the feet of an individual, those would be the spots that I would start. But I think it's more of a give credit where credit is due type of game. Seattle is the far superior ball club. The better bullpen, their defense was just as good as the Royals' defense, and the Royals' defense was pretty darn good tonight, especially Kyle Isbell. But Bobby had his moments defensively, both good and bad. But Seattle's bullpen, sensational. Their defense, tremendous. Their offense is deep. And their best starting pitchers are yet to be deployed. Yeah, Logan Gilbert goes tomorrow. Luis Castillo on Sunday. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. Let's go to John in Overland Park. You're hitting leadoff. John, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, good night, Vern. How you doing tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm blessed. Always blessed. With the Royals, you know, where everybody's gotten excited about how great they've been lately, and so have I. But it just goes to show you, I think anybody other than Bobby Witt Jr. is on the trade block. I mean, if they don't get starting pitching, if they don't get, you know, relief pitching, it is just brutal every night driving around listening to these games. You know, they are just, I just think anybody's on the trade block. I really do, except Bobby.
Let me ask you this, John, because I'm not going to fight you. I'm with you, everybody but Bobby. When do you think they should win again? When should this team compete for the postseason?
I think 2028, the closest. And that, well, let's admit
28.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's it depends on the pitchers. If they're going to spend some money and come get us, you know, like you guys talk about all the time, two starters, then anything can change. Let's admit it. But the excitement that everybody got, let's admit, everybody's talking about how hot they are. The Fermin was hot, you know, white hot, whatever terms we want to use, Bobby Wood Jr. And you look at their record in those last 25 games, and they're still a terrible record. Yeah. So the hot bats are great when they last, but the pitching is just not even, I mean, it's just horrendous. There's nobody that feels safe. Even the game they won the other night, they were, you know, a Carlos Hernandez giving up a fastball home run to losing that game. You know, the team had the bases loaded, the game the Royals won the other night, and then, you know, ninth inning or whatever. But
sure,
I mean,
sure.
You got no, I mean, I love my Royals, but you don't have faith in any of them.
Well, so. I got you, John. John, I appreciate the phone call. A few things there. If you listen to this show, and I need you to, and I need you to subscribe, and I need you to listen consistently, we never got overly excited about the style of baseball that we were seeing. Not on this show. We got excited about Bobby. We got excited about Cole Reagans and Brady Singer and the way that they were performing. But no, I never started to believe that this team was good. Never started to believe that this team was turning a corner. No. Bobby got white hot. Cole Reagans and Brady Singer, when they're on the hill, you're winning more times than not. But if Singer isn't on the hill, if Reagans isn't on the hill, you're likely losing unless Bobby does something spectacular. Unless Bobby does something that is historic, which he's done on occasion, which is why you've won the occasional game here and there without Cole Reagans' help, without Brady Singer's help. So on this show, we've never really gotten overly excited about the hot stretch from the Royals. Sure, the 7-game winning streak was entertaining. It was also frustrating because it remains their only winning streak of the season. The only time in 2023 in which this team has won 3 straight games. Royals and A's each have that distinction of only one winning streak, and it just so happened to be a seven-game winning streak. So never got overly excited. And then to the question of when do you expect this team to compete again? Don't you for a second, John, give them that type of a five-year pass? No. The reason why I asked was I was curious of, do you expect them to compete next year? Because if the answer is no, and it sounds like it's no, okay, fine, then I'm with you. Yeah, trade everyone. Everyone is available. I'd still like to keep Bobby Witt Jr. I'd like to sign him to a long-term extension, to be quite honest with you. But there's no reason why this team should not compete in 2025. There's just no excuse for any professional sports team to need longer than 2 or 3 years to turn it around. There's no excuse. It's a billion-dollar industry. If you can't turn it around in 2 or 3 years, you should lose your job. Managers, general managers, presidents, VP, all of them. Every sports. Professional, billion-dollar sports. No, don't tell me about your five-year plan, because if you're not winning a championship in 5 years, if you're not vying for a championship in 5 years, you're going to be on your can. No, there's no reason why the Royals should not compete in 2025. Now, next year, that's going to be arduous. That, in my opinion, is going to require two big-name starting pitchers, and I think that's a little pricey. Now, that's just for the opportunity to make it to the postseason, in my opinion. You need two starting pitchers. You probably need a few bats. You certainly need a few relief pitchers. I don't know if you can flip it all from a team that right now is 48 games below 500. To think that they're going to flip that to compete next season feels somewhat pie in the sky. No, we need to be looking towards 2025 and not a year later than that. Royals drop the opener in Seattle, 7-5, the final score. We'll get back to your phone calls right after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Springfest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free EGO 56-volt battery when you buy a select EGO mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4A. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and, I hope, entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Beatty, the runner at first, one down. Let's see if he goes. He will not. The swing and a fly ball. Well hit. Deep right field, and that ball is long gone. A two-run homer for Kyle Isbell, and he pulls his team within one. Seattle's lead is down to 6-5. Boy, what a blast, and what an at-bat by Kyle Isbell on the ninth pitch. He hit it a long way out to right. For Kyle Isbell, that's his fifth on the year, and it's a one-run game.
That's a great call. Steve Stewart, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Isbell in the seventh inning. He's down in the count, 0-2. A nine-pitch at-bat ends with his fifth home run of the season, a two-run shot, made it 6-5 Seattle. Mariners would tack one more on in the bottom of the eighth inning, and the Royals, with bases loaded and two outs, Freddie Fermin comes in off the bench, swings through 98, striking out, leaving the bases juiced and giving the Mariners first place in the American League West. Royals fall for the 89th time this season here in game number 130. Kyle Isbell, the star of the night, one of three Royals with multiple hits. In fact, all three Royals with multi-hit nights. Bottom third of the lineup. Beatty, Waters, and Isbell combined to go 6-for-10. Isbell went 2-for-3 with a walk. RBI single in the second, two-run blast in the seventh. Isbell, since the All-Star break, hitting .286 with an OPS of .737. Let's go to Will in South Kansas City. Will, you're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals lose 7-5. Go ahead.
What's up, Josh? How you doing, man?
I'm great. How are you?
Man, let's start off on a positive note, man, because, you know, I've seen the Royals since 1969, and I've seen some pretty good center fielders. Yeah, I saw Amos Otis, and then when Amos had him go, I saw Willie take over. I saw Brian McCray come in and take over. So I've seen some pretty good center fielders, Carlos Beltran. I've seen some guys here. And I got to tell you, Kansas City, Kyle Isbell is real good. Mm-hmm. Real good. Real good. I mean, and, you know, and I think the more you play him, you'll see the spectacular plays. I mean, I think the play-by-play guys tonight said it so well. He doesn't make the spectacular plays, so to speak, because he's fundamentally so sound. I mean, this guy is a hell of a center fielder.
Yeah.
And a really good ball player. Now, back to your point about waiting 5 years, 2-3 years, or whatever, to see this team be built. Who's the general manager of the baseball team right now?
J.J. Piccolo.
So let's start there. We got rid of Dayton Moore, and J.J. Piccolo, and correct me if I'm wrong, Josh, wasn't he the director of the minor leagues for years?
He was a farm director, yeah, for a while there, sure. He did just about everything in the organization.
And so this is the problem with the Royals. Why would you promote a guy into that position who has been a part of all the losing and the development and the drafting of what's going on? Because from a fan who's watched baseball now, for 55 years, the problem I see with the Royals is we don't develop guys well. You know, Josh, if you remember from like 15 to, you know, from 14 to 20, all we were doing was drafting pitchers, right? I mean, we were loading up on pitchers. I mean, two pitchers in the first round. I mean, the majority of our drafts were pitching. And the only one of these guys that we've got that can halfway even pitch is Brady Singer. And you know, so we didn't develop these guys. And I can't believe, Josh, that all of these guys that we picked, that we drafted, they just can't pitch. There's got to be something missing here. Now, I don't know what that is. I'm not with these guys from day to day. I don't know what the problem is. But I do know it seems to me that we have a problem with developing players, young players. Because when you look at guys like, you know, Bobby Witt is a natural. I mean, this guy came in the world. He could play ball. It just is God-given. Michael Massey is a guy that developed properly, is a good player. Mikael Garcia, Drew Waters, MJ Melendez. All these guys, to me, they're serious ball players. But there's something missing there from the lack of consistency. And those. And it makes me wonder about the coaching, the managing, and the drafting and what's going on. because, you know, and I'll say this in closing, Josh, I do not understand why the Royals organization thinks that the fans need to continue to support a ball club that keeps going on a five-year plan. Kansas City keeps supporting this baseball team because we love baseball. And we'll always support that baseball team that's out there. But we won't give it the love and show up the way we do back when they're winning, because we just, we're tired of seeing the next great thing and it never shows up.
I got you, Will. I appreciate the phone call. Always nice to hear from you. You touched on a lot there. I haven't heard anybody in the organization pitch anything along the lines of a five-year plan. Nobody. The only person I've heard bring it up is John in Overland Park, who just called in and said, I'll give him until 2028. Questioning the coaching. They just got here. I don't see. I mean, honestly, you want to question the coaching. You look at what Cole Reagans has turned into, what they were getting from Bubich before he went down with injury, what they were getting from Daniel Lynch before he went down with injury. I honestly think the coaching's been really good this season. You say something's missing with Massey and Melendez and Waters and the rest of these guys. Yeah, I think some of that is experience. That's missing. Outside of MJ, none of them have had a full big league season yet. None of them have celebrated their 25th birthday. Let's give them some time. And then they're all not promised to be good players. You know, you bring up the pitching, and Singer's the only one that's worked out. You know, I'd say Lynch has been a fine draft pick. I would say Chris Bubich has been a fine draft pick as well. Now, have they been superstars? No, but superstar pitchers are hard to find. That's why they make $30 million a season. Singer, Lynch, and Bubich out of one draft class is, I don't want to say a sensational haul, but it's a well above average haul. You know, the point about J.J. Piccolo and why do you stay within the organization? Okay, I'm not going to fight you too much on that. But to say, well, he was here under Dayton, so he's, of course, going to do everything the same as Dayton. I would just ask you at your own job. If you were all of a sudden put in charge of your company, would you do everything the exact same way as your boss? I don't think so. Also, it's not as if J.J. and Dayton grew up together, like they were childhood buddies. No, they were each grown men when they first met one another with their own experiences and their own ideas. I've learned from Dayton more. It doesn't mean I agreed with everything that he did, but I respect him and learned a lot from him. Same with J.J. Piccolo. He's a separate person with separate thoughts, and if you look at his moves, he's done a pretty good job. And listen, you know, the development issues that you're pointing out, yeah, Dayton Moore lost his job because of those things. So you're right, yeah, and heads have already rolled because of it. I don't think you're watching J.J. Piccolo do the same things that Dayton did before him. I think he's been very much different. But shoot, man, you can look around the rest of this division. And all the complaints that you and many others have about this Royals organization, you can lob those complaints at the Detroit Tigers, at the Chicago White Sox as well. Now, we complain that Brady Singer's all we have to show for that draft class of 2018. The last time the Chicago White Sox drafted a starting pitcher, let me put it this way. The only starting pitcher drafted by the Chicago White Sox that's still in the big leagues, like putting in work, well, I guess he's hurt, but when he's healthy, putting in work, is Carlos Rodon, who they drafted in 2014. Means the White Sox haven't drafted nor developed a starting pitcher since the Royals last won a World Series. Now, Dylan Cease came from the Cubs. Lucas Giolito came from the Nationals. Michael Kopech came from the Red Sox. Look at the Detroit Tigers. They developed Justin Verlander, who was a rookie in 2006. Who's their other home run starting pitcher? It's just, my point is
It's difficult. You started off talking about Kyle Isbell. You know who he reminds me of? Michael A. Taylor. Obviously not stature-wise, but his ability to turn his back to the infield, run to a spot, trust his pregame routine, trust his instincts, turn his head, make the catch. His first step, and to me it just it all goes back to preparation. It all goes back to seen it all, done it all, been prepared for it all. Will, really appreciate the phone call. Gave us a lot to talk about. Royals lose game one in Seattle, 7-5, the final score. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts and take a dive into the text line after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Bobby will swing, hit the ball the other way. Deep right center field, way back, and that's going to be off the track and up against the fence. Bobby flying around second. He'll get to third, and Vance Wilson will put up the stop sign as Julio Rodriguez tried to make a catch in deep right center field. He went down as the ball banged off the fence out there, and it's a triple for Bobby Witt Jr. He's 90 feet away from tying this game after his eighth triple on the year.
And he would remain 90 feet away from tying it up. 6-5 Mariners led at that point there in the top of the seventh inning. Seattle would tack one on thanks to an Eugenio Suarez RBI double in the eighth inning, and that's how we arrive at our final score. Mariners 7, Royals 5. Steve Stewart on the call as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Bobby Witt Jr.'s eighth triple of the season. That's the most triples in Major League Baseball. He also has the fourth most stolen bases in baseball, the sixth most total bases in baseball, the eighth most hits in baseball, and he's top 20 in home runs as well. So yeah, Bobby Witt Jr. is still really good at baseball. 1-for-4 with a triple, and in the ninth inning with two on and two outs and first base open, Mariners manager Scott Servais decides to wiggle those four fingers and intentionally walk Bobby Witt Jr. to load the bases in a two-run game, which brings Matt Duffy to the dish. Duffy, who pinch hit from Michael Massey right after that Bobby Witt Jr. triple we just heard. Lefty on the hill and Saucedo. Servais brought a lefty to face Matt Duffy. Brought in a lefty to face Michael Massey after that triple from Bobby Witt Jr. So again, 6-5, seventh inning, Bobby on third. Michael Massey due up against a lefty. Matt Quatrero goes to his bench and brings in Matt Duffy. Duffy grounds to the pitcher for the third out. Bobby stranded at third, score is still 6-5. So now, 7-5, ninth inning, bases loaded. Matt Duffy due up. Matt Quatrero goes to his bench and brings in Freddie Fermin. Bases loaded, two outs, and Freddie Fermin goes down swinging. And again, final score, Royals lose 7-5. Speaking of Freddie Fermin, I see John in Mission writing in on the text line, the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. Vern, I thought the Mariners, I can't read that. Vern, I really thought the Mariners blanked up when they walked Bobby and we had clutch Freddie Fermin coming to the dish. It just didn't happen, but we're still here with you. Let's start our new winning streak tomorrow, signed John in Mission. Yeah, I'll be honest. I was fine with Freddie Fermin being the guy. Of course, I would much prefer Fermin to Matt Duffy. No knock on Duffy, but Fermin's numbers with runners in scoring position are among the best on the team. And honestly, next to Salvi, Bobby, and Michael Garcia, I don't know if there's anybody I'd prefer at the plate more so than Freddie Fermin. But I wasn't feeling confident. Assumed they were going to intentionally walk Bobby Witt Jr. Raj in the Ozarks pointing out that Scott Servais learned his lesson from that
four-game series at Kauffman Stadium. Yeah, Bobby put on a show against the Mariners back at the K. So, yeah, smart move, of course. You're not going to let Bobby beat you. Certainly, if so long as Salvi isn't hitting right behind him, no, you're not going to let Bobby beat you. So with Samad Taylor on third and Kyle Isbell on second base, yeah, let's intentionally walk Bobby Witt Jr. Let's put him on first. Let's bring Fermin to the dish. If we lose to Freddie Fermin, you can still sleep. When your head hits the pillow, you can sleep comfortably if Freddie Fermin beats you. You let Bobby Witt Jr. beat you, boy, you're going to be up for days. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. 913-586-7610. That's also the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. From the 816, Vern, yet again, the bats show up and our pitching fails us. Did the bats show up? I don't know if that's fair. Again, Beatty, Waters, Isbell, the 7, 8, 9 hitters combined to go 6 for 10. But your 1, 2, 3 hitters combined to go 1 for 14. And it takes a team effort to win. It's difficult to win a Major League Baseball game, no doubt about it. To win a Brady Singer start when Brady Singer doesn't go 5 innings, there's just no way you can win that game without a big night from Bobby, a big night from Salvi, and a big night from Michael Garcia. And you didn't get that. Bobby goes 1 for 4, Garcia 0 for 5, Salvi 1 for 4 with a single. So add it all up, it's 2 for 13 with a triple, a single, and a walk. That's just not going to get it done. And it didn't get it done tonight. Royals lose 7-5, and now our lonely eyes turn to Jordan Lyles. He squares off with Logan Gilbert coming up Saturday afternoon, 3:10 for the first pitch. I got the on-deck show beginning at 2 o'clock. Hey, I talked about it earlier today on the on-deck show. You got to win with Singer and Reagans on the hill. You got to win one of those two games. And the Royals did. They won the finale in Oakland. Because unless Reagans or Singer's on the hill, I don't know where the wins come from. So Jordan Lyles, Bobby and Michael, Salvi and MJ, we need you tomorrow. Blake Schneiders, great job back at the studio.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. 7th strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
SpringFest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with Stay-Green Premium 2-cubic-foot mulch, 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Bobby will swing, hit the ball the other way. Deep right center field, way back, and that's going to be off the track and up against the fence. Bobby flying around second. He'll get to third, and Vance Wilson will put up the stop sign as Julio Rodriguez tried to make a catch in deep right center field. He went down as the ball banged off the fence out there, and it's a triple for Bobby Witt Jr. He's 90 feet away from tying this game after his eighth triple on the year.
And he would remain 90 feet away from tying it up. 6-5 Mariners led at that point there in the top of the seventh inning. Seattle would tack one on thanks to an Eugenio Suarez RBI double in the eighth inning, and that's how we arrive at our final score. Mariners 7, Royals 5. Steve Stewart on the call as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Bobby Witt Jr.'s eighth triple of the season. That's the most triples in Major League Baseball. He also has the fourth most stolen bases in baseball, the sixth most total bases in baseball, the eighth most hits in baseball, and he's top 20 in home runs as well. So yeah, Bobby Witt Jr. still really good at baseball. 1-for-4 with a triple, and in the ninth inning with two on and two outs and first base open, Mariners manager Scott Servais decides to wiggle those four fingers and intentionally walk Bobby Witt Jr. to load the bases in a two-run game, which brings Matt Duffy to the dish. Duffy, who pinch hit for Michael Massey right after that Bobby Witt Jr. triple we just heard. Lefty on the hill and Saucedo. Servais brought a lefty to face Matt Duffy. Brought in a lefty to face Michael Massey after that triple from Bobby Witt Jr. So again, 6-5, seventh inning, Bobby on third. Michael Massey due up against a lefty. Matt Quatrero goes to his bench and brings in Matt Duffy. Duffy grounds to the pitcher for the third out. Bobby stranded at third. Score is still 6-5. So now, 7-5, ninth inning. Bases loaded. Matt Duffy due up. Matt Quatrero goes to his bench and brings in Freddie Fermin. Bases loaded, two outs, and Freddie Fermin goes down swinging. And again, final score, Royals lose 7-5. Speaking of Freddie Fermin, I see John and Mission writing in on the text line, the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. Vern, I thought the Mariners, I can't read that. Vern, I really thought the Mariners blanked up when they walked Bobby and we had clutch Freddie Fermin coming to the dish. It just didn't happen, but we're still here with you. Let's start our new winning streak tomorrow, signed John in Mission. Yeah, I'll be honest. I was fine with Freddie Fermin being the guy. Of course, I would much prefer Fermin to Matt Duffy. No knock on Duffy, but Fermin's numbers with runners in scoring position are among the best on the team. And honestly, next to Salvi, Bobby, and Michael Garcia, I don't know if there's anybody I'd prefer at the plate more so than Freddie Fermin. But I wasn't feeling confident. Assume they were going to intentionally walk Bobby Witt Jr. Raj in the Ozarks pointing out that Scott Servais learned his lesson from that four-game series at Kauffman Stadium. Yeah, Bobby put on a show against the Mariners back at the K. So, yeah, smart move, of course. You're not going to let Bobby beat you. Certainly, if so long as Salvi isn't hitting right behind him, no, you're not going to let Bobby beat you. So with Samad Taylor on third and Kyle Isbell on second base, yeah, let's intentionally walk Bobby Witt Jr. Let's put him on first. Let's bring Fermin to the dish. If we lose to Freddie Fermin, you can still sleep. When your head hits the pillow, you can sleep comfortably if Freddie Fermin beats you. You let Bobby Witt Jr. beat you, boy, you're going to be up for days. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. 913-586-7610. That's also the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. From the 816, Vern, yet again, the bats show up and our pitching fails us. Did the bats show up? I don't know if that's fair. Again, Beatty, Waters, Isbell, the 7, 8, 9 hitters combined to go 6 for 10. But your 1, 2, 3 hitters combined to go 1 for 14. And it takes a team effort to win. It's difficult to win a Major League Baseball game, no doubt about it. To win a Brady Singer start when Brady Singer doesn't go 5 innings, there's just no way you can win that game without a big night from Bobby, a big night from Salvi, and a big night from Michael Garcia. And you didn't get that. Bobby goes 1 for 4, Garcia 0 for 5, Salvi 1 for 4 with a single. So add it all up, it's 2 for 13 with a triple, a single, and a walk. That's just not going to get it done. And it didn't get it done tonight. Royals lose 7-5, and now our lonely eyes turn to Jordan Lyles. He squares off with Logan Gilbert coming up Saturday afternoon, 3:10 for the first pitch. I got the on-deck show beginning at 2 o'clock. Hey, I talked about it earlier today on the on-deck show. You got to win with Singer and Reagans on the hill. You got to win one of those two games. And the Royals did. They won the finale in Oakland. Because unless Reagans or Singer's on the hill, I don't know where the wins come from. So Jordan Lyles, Bobby and Mike Hal, Salvi and MJ, we need you tomorrow. Blake Schneiders, great job back at the studio.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free EGO 56-volt battery when you buy a select EGO mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4-8 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Some crimes are so shocking, they don't just make headlines, they forever change our society. I'm Katie Ring, host of America's Most Infamous Crimes. Each week, I take on one of the most notorious criminal cases. Each case unfolds across multiple episodes, released every Tuesday through Thursday, from the first sign that something was wrong to the moment the truth came out or didn't. Listen to and follow America's Most Infamous Crimes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.